A commentary by a former senior heritage planner for the City of Victoria, supported by several other people. From the City of Victoria's website. Much of Victoria's charm and character stems from its unique and well-preserved historic buildings. Victoria's turn-of-the-century architecture creates a sense of pride among residents and throughout the community. These heritage buildings are symbols of permanence and stability in an ever-changing world. Sadly, the city's historic character is under assault. A rezoning proposal before City Council for the ENN Roundhouse in Victoria West envisions 9 towers at heights ranging from 10 to 32 stories. The scale and height of these massive towers threaten to overwhelm the modest scale of the nationally significant Roundhouse, its associated industrial heritage structures, and the Vic West neighborhood. The original master plan for this site contains exciting ideas to rejuvenate these heritage structures through adaptive reuse, and we support these concepts. However, the current application far exceeds what is appropriate for conservation and redevelopment of a relatively small parcel of land. Further, the new proposal does not comply with either the official community plan or the Vic West neighborhood plan. Despite lack of compliance with these plans, most councillors seem inclined to advance this proposal at the enormous density proposed. Planning staff have stated, the proposed density, which is more than double the currently approved 2.0.1 FSR, floor space ratio, represents a significant amount of new building mass which is challenging to fit on the site in a comfortable manner. This site has been recognized as being of national historic significance as, according to the description from Parks Canada, this imposing brick roundhouse is a particularly fine example of an industrial structure associated with the steam railway era in Canada. This site is an important reminder of Canada's rich railway heritage. The Esquimalt and Nanaimo Roundhouse Complex is the most intact facility associated with the servicing of steam locomotives in Western Canada. City planning staff have identified that concerns exist around the scale of the tall towers and large podiums adjacent to the heritage structures, which may feel out of scale with the one-story historic buildings and could detract and overwhelm the historic site. According to Parks Canada, commemorative integrity describes the health and wholeness of a national historic site. A national historic site possesses commemorative integrity when the resources that relate to the reasons for designation of the national historic site or symbolize or represent its importance are not impaired or under threat. When the reasons for the site's national historic significance are effectively communicated to the public. When the site's heritage values, including those not related to national significance, are respected by all whose decisions or actions affect the site. This rezoning proposal clearly threatens the commemorative integrity of this site of national heritage significance. A 29-story tower and a 10-story tower adjacent to a one-story historic building overpowers the modest scale and character of this historic place. We certainly recognize the need for additional housing, and we support the scaled-down version of this project. In addition, we note that Victoria does already have several new developments built at a modest scale in keeping with historic character, including the Selkirk Waterfront, Dockside Green, Capital Park and the Rail Yards. There are numerous underdeveloped sites, such as the parking lots along North Douglas Street, which could accommodate more housing for Victoria. Visitors from around the world come to Victoria due to its historic charm and character, and its modest scale. It may not last much longer. Perhaps the visitors won't either. We urge City Council to reject this massive redevelopment, which is not in keeping with the modest scale and historic character of Victoria. Supporters include Michael Prince, John Basie, Wendy Zink, Martin Seger, Jim Kerr, Ray Hunt, Jennifer Nell Barr, Chris Gower, Pam Madoff, Michael Ilcock, John Dam, Marilyn Palmer and Marilyn Bowering.